Hey guys, and welcome back to my channel, Stories in the Dark Podcast. Did you guys miss me? I missed you guys. Sorry it's been a hot ass minute, but you know, here I am once again coming back at you with a true crime case. Today we're going to be talking about the one, the only, Vera Renzetti. So, take a minute. Grab your popcorn, grab your drink, cuddle up, and take a listen. I will be botching some of these names, and I do not mean to. It's just I suck at these, and I've tried my best. But here we go. Vera Renzetti was born on January 1st, 1903, in Bucharest, Romania. Although it is not certain if she was born in 1903 or the late 19th century, when looking at the dates of her alleged crimes, there is no verifiability documentary to account what actually happened in her life and supporting evidence, so take this as you will. Vera went by the names the Black Widow and Chatelaine of Berculo. I apologize. How many of you guys know a housewife that gets taken to police custody for suspicion of murder? Not many, right? Well, there was a housewife who was sentenced to life in prison for poisoning her victims, who are mostly her lovers or husbands, in the 1920s. It is said that Vera had confessed to murdering her two husbands, several lovers, and her son, and about 20-something other people in the 1920s with arsenic or some other type of poison. Now, Vera didn't have a typical normal childhood like most serial killers. Her mother died when she was just 13 years old, leaving Vera in the care of her father. The two moved to what today would be known as some place in Serbia. I cannot pronounce this name, and I don't want to even try and botch it. So, when the two moved, she was thrown instantly straight into boarding school. Like, that's fair. Lose your mom, you get to go to boarding school. When Vera turned 15, she started to run away with some of her boyfriends. Some were even much older than she was. Early childhood friends described Vera as having an almost pathological desire for constant male companionship and possessing a highly jealous and suspicious nature. Oof, what a mix. Shortly before the age of 20, her first marriage was to a wealthy Austrian banker named Karl Schick, many years her senior. They went on to have a son named Lorenzo. Vera was left at home daily while her older husband worked. She began to suspect that her husband was being unfaithful. One evening, in a jealous rage, Vera poisoned his dinner wine with arsenic and began to tell family, friends, and neighbors that he had abandoned her and their son. After approximately a year of mourning, she then declared that she had heard word of her supposed estranged husband's death in a fatal car accident. Now, Vera did not take long to remarry after spreading the news that Carl died in a car accident. She married someone closer to her age, named Joseph, but felt as though her new husband was cheating on her, and he disappeared just after a few months of being married to Vera. She told everyone the same story. She told them when Carl was nowhere to be seen. She told them her new husband abandoned them. Vera waited for a year to pass before she started telling everyone that she heard from her husband and he had intentions of leaving her. Bro, if you're crazy ass, I'd leave you too. Their relationship was rocky, and Vera was again plagued by the suspicion that her new husband was involved in extramarital affairs. After only months of marriage, the man vanished, and Vera then told friends and family that he abandoned her. After a year had passed, she then claimed to have received a letter from her husband proclaiming his intentions of leaving her forever. This would be her last marriage. I would think so. That's a lot. Although Vera did not remarry, she spent the next several years carrying out a number of affairs, some secretly with married men and others openly. Ooh, girl, scandalous. The men came from an array of backgrounds and social positions. All would vanish within months, weeks, and in some cases, even days after becoming romantically involved with her. Oh my. When connected to men she was openly having an affair with, she would regularly make up stories of them being unfaithful and having abandoned her. We've all heard that story. All of the men had something in common, and that was they would all disappear within days, weeks, or months of meeting Vera. Vera was having an affair with a married man whose wife followed them to Vera's home, and the woman notified police when her husband did not return home the next day. There was no altercation there, because my ass would have been like, bruh, you're dead. You can have him, but bruh. She was finally caught after having poisoned her last lover, a bank officer named Milrod. His wife reported his disappearance to the police, who ignored her, but she just pursued her own investigation and quickly found that Vera was her husband's mistress. Oh shit. She went back to the police, who sent officers to the house. She admitted to them that Milrod had been her lover, but that he had left her. Impressed by her beauty, wealth, and excellent reputation, the police abandoned their search. The wife went back to the police and started to ask questions, which should have been asked from the start. Where was her husband Joseph? And where was their son? What happened to the numerous other men who people knew they were her lover had also disappeared? No one's questioning where these people are at? You're just going to be okay with, yeah, I left, but no word? Suspish. The police went back to Vera's. Not only did she deny that Milrod was her lover, which she had admitted before, but the police had proof, a love letter sent by her to her lover. The police got a search warrant and discovered a locked round cellar underground. In it were 35 spaces, each with a zinc-lined coffin inside. In the middle of the cellar was a red armchair, a big church candle, and an empty bottle of champagne. She told them that it was all family members, but they insisted in opening one coffin. In it was the decomposed body of a man. They then opened all the other ones, in which they found the same thing. She was arrested, and she confessed that she had poisoned all of them, including her son Lorenzo, with arsenic. When she suspected they had been unfaithful to her, or when she believed their interest in her was fading, she confessed to killing Lorenzo because he accidentally discovered the coffins in her wine cellar, and he threatened to blackmail her, so she poisoned him. She also confessed to the police that on occasion, she liked to sit in the armchair, surrounded by the coffins of all her former lovers. Yikes. She was convicted of 35 murders and sentenced to death. But at that time, Yugoslavia did not execute women. She was instead condemned to life in prison. During her trial, she had started showing signs of dementia. It became worse and worse. In prison, she ended up talking to her victims and screaming obscenities. She died in 1916. Now, I don't know about you, but that was a lot to take in. Now, a lot of people marry for love. I don't know what the heck her issue was. I think she just needed. I don't think she needed to. I feel like she needed to be loved by somebody. And she just couldn't find it. I feel that when her mother died, Vera lost all self-respect, I guess, in a way. I mean, her father just threw her away. And the only way she could find love was through these men. And I'm not condoning to kill, because no, don't ever take that as a way to do that. But I guess in a way she was lonely. To go through all these men, you'd really have to feel a way about it, about life anyway. I mean, the only person who ever loved her died. If you think about it, her father didn't want anything to do with her after her mom died. I mean, I feel bad for her, but I don't feel bad for what she did. I don't care what the situation is. Killing is not the way to go about it. Like, come on. I guess in a way you kind of have to take Vera's mind and kind of pick at it. I guess she was very upset, she was broken. She was a broken individual, and no one could really see that. And I guess the men were slowly seeing that, and they didn't want to deal with her negativity. So they just gave up. And I guess the moral, don't cheat on your spouse, man. Because you'll find people like Vera who will just fucking go out and fucking poison your ass. Arsenic. Well, let me know what you think below. And we'll see you in the next case.